Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Deltina Hay is our guest, our good friend, great member of our Brain Trust, veteran web developer, pioneer social media, independent publishing expert, and volunteer to the industry. Extraordinaire, author of The Bootstrapper's Guide to the Mobile Web, also The Social Media Survival Guide. Deltina, thanks again for being here. Deltina, you, just like it sounds, folks, Deltina, you, the letter U.com is the website, and I encourage you to check it out. You'll like it, and you'll get some good ideas from it. Deltina, let's talk about mobile. You're a mobile expert. In my book, I have a whole chapter on mobile, and basically the premise of that chapter is, mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future. And for a long time, we didn't have mobile websites. And then when we started having mobile websites, we had our default was the main website that then converted to a mobile site. But now we're doing something else, aren't we? We're doing, what do they call it, mobile first or mobile forward? What's the term that they're using now?
Yeah, mobile first.
Mobile first, meaning, yeah. Tell us what that means.
Well, that essentially means you build something first for mobile and then adapt it for desktop.
The opposite of what we've did start
the
with.
The opposite. Right. Because we already had desktop.
So your default website is not HTML. Your default website is mobile.
Right. However, you've got to understand that HTML5 is one of the...
Right.
You know, that migration or that upgrade that we talked about earlier is one of the things that makes websites mobile friendly.
Right.
And
right.
So you really can start with HTML5 and mm-hmm. create your mobile first website using HTML5 and then make certain that it shows up well on desktop.
So,
you know, that's one option.
So a default mobile first website doesn't look like an old mobile site or a regular website, does it?
No, it's really not, because it's going to be designed specifically for mobile. First, to be
right.
redundant.
But it can't look quirky on a big screen either, right? It's kind of in the middle, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's, you know, you're really seeing a kind of a trend in websites now where you've probably seen a lot of the sites you're going to now are, when you open them up, they have like a huge image at the very top.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they when you scroll down.
I don't like those.
I know. Those are actually more than likely mobile-first sites.
But I don't like opening up. I think it's a waste of space. I think it's abuse. I do not like seeing a big cliche picture on my screen like that. It doesn't help me. What do you think?
Yeah. No, actually, I'm with you all the way. I want huge proponent of, you know, when you know, of user experience and
one of the things I tell my people when I have anybody design anything for me, and when an employee comes to work for me, Deltina, the first thing I say to them is, we don't abuse our users.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do not abuse our users.
Your users in mind.
And they don't always know what that means. And I tell them what you and I are talking about right now is, we don't make uh-huh. people work that hard to get to our stuff.
Exactly. Yeah,
and when they go down a direction, we help them get back.
You're right.
And we don't make them click 16 times to read a 400 word article.
Oh, I know. Or subscribe halfway through the article.
Yeah.
Oh
exactly.
My, how irritating is that?
Mm-hmm. We don't abuse people.
Yeah. See, and that's where navigation is so critical, and But that's one of the reasons why, if you look at deltinaq.com, I think like you just did a little while ago, you have that Uber menu.
Yep.
I love those. Those mega menus, actually, is what they're called. Because essentially somebody can come to your site and roll over your navigation and find anything on your site.
Oh, yeah. No, this it's beautiful. It really is.
And
you gotta, and so many sites, though, so many big sites, so many important company sites don't do that. And I really think they're missing an opportunity. I think it's where they've allowed the developer to take over their philosophy of serving customers online. And I think that's a mistake. I think you gotta have a.
Yeah.
What do you go ahead?
Well, no. What I was going to say is, from a developer standpoint, reverse. It could also be that they aren't listening to the developer.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, you could really butt heads with clients when they want something to look a really specific way.
Right, right.
You're going, no, we need to make certain that, you know, this navigation and that happens, but yet they've got the website on their screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're looking at it, but saying, no, I want this moved over and that moved over, and you have to explain to them, you know, the screen, you know, how, you know, something needs to be viewed over so many different screen sizes.
Yeah.
But it's really the user you need to keep in mind and how they're navigating and what your calls to action are. That's another big thing.
DeltinaU.com, folks. Check her out and let her help you with your online presence. She can do that. Deltina, good job today. Will you come back again soon?
I sure will.
Thanks for being here. Deltina, hey, ladies and gentlemen, DeltinaU. TheLetterU.com. I hope you check out that website for a lot of different reasons. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blaxingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blaxingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.